Welcome to the Unapologetically Unstoppable podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Peterson. And on this podcast, we talk about how to partner with the Holy Spirit for our business and how to grow businesses with practical tips and tricks. Get ready. Here we go. Welcome to the Unapologetically Unstoppable podcast. And today we've got special guests with us, Teresa Alexis, and I've been so blessed by her and her friendship for the last, 3 years? And I'm so glad that she's finally on my podcast. It's going to be so great. Okay, so Teresa Alexis is the baddest coach for military wives. She is the founder and CEO of Teresa Alexis Consulting, which is a leadership, empowerment, and legacy firm that specializes in CEO consulting and relationship coaching. And also, she's got a brand new podcast called Baddies with Bible. So go ahead and subscribe, and it's going to be lit. I already know. She is an educator, entrepreneur, author, and speaker, and she's passionate about helping CEOs sustain their businesses through profit maximization and building bridges through relationship coaching. And this is how we connected, okay? She is also a veteran. She is a United States Marine Corps veteran of 8 years, and once a Marine, always a Marine. I'm an Air Force veteran. We are not always in the Air Force, but that's a whole different thing, okay? She is well-versed in leadership, development, and a true Southern Belle at her core, and built her company on the principles of sustaining the vision for entrepreneurship and healthy relationships, both at home and in the workplace. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Girl, you read that bio. I was like, she talking about me? Yeah, that's me. Sounds good. Look.
Yeah, girl, because that is you. You are amazing. You are one of my OG internet friends.
Yeah, but you know, when you're doing stuff, like, you don't think about it until you have to write it down because somebody asked. So I was like, oh, she made that sound like real good.
I'd have to do it. You already did.
But I'm really, really excited to be here, and I'm honored to be here. So I appreciate you taking time out of your day, this special day, to interview me today.
I'm so glad that you're here. So in this podcast, we talk about how we built our business with the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit is guiding us through business and life. And it's kind of like a refreshing of this, because I also want to talk about like how God has been working in your life and your testimony. So let's start there. Like, what is your thing that you started walking with God when you like finally turned away and was like, okay, I'm all in on Jesus?
Okay, so actually, this for me, it was kind of like expectation versus reality kind of thing. Thought I would be doing only one thing, per se. You know, I thought I would be just mentoring wives and troops in the military, that kind of thing, because I loved being in the military. You know, it had its struggles and all of that. You know, I really loved it. I really loved helping people maneuver and transition, because I didn't have such a hard time because of the strategies and stuff I used for me. Because I'm like, I'm not about to be like depressed and anxious, all these things, like being in here and getting out. So I thought I would only be doing that. But this way I messed up, okay? I ain't asked God. I didn't ask God not one single thing. I knew that this was on my heart and what I love to do. And I'm like, yes, this is what God want me to do, but never asked. So I began to do it, and, you know, it went well. It was fun. It was great. And then it wasn't. And so I was like, really, God? And the thing that happened was, so my marriage fell apart. And here I am loving on people who are married, and I'll never stop doing that, like ever, because I do know God spoke that to me for real. But I ain't ask him the how. That's where I messed up. And so me going through that divorce and everything, I began to like really grieve. And I was like, look, God, I can't do this no more. This ain't it. I know you called me to do something, but I don't feel like this was it. Maybe I heard you wrong or something. I was like, but it seems like A plus B not equaling C. So
yes.
I talked to God, and he basically told me, someone else's disobedience does not dictate what I called you to do.
Amen. Amen.
And I was like, God, what do you mean? Like, what you mean by that? And so I began to pray and fast and seek God on what that meant. And basically, just because a person decides to walk out of my life doesn't mean I'm not still called to these marriages he called me to. My relationship status has nothing to do with my purpose.
Amen.
And so I began
a sermon right there.
It really is. And I was like, okay, God, well then, that's when I began to, and that was about 2.5, maybe years ago. And that's when I began to really seek God on what it is he wanted me to do, how he wanted me to do it, and all the things that encompassed. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. That's kind of what my journey looked like and how I got here now.
Yeah, I think that's really...
To answer your question.
Yeah. To be like, okay, God, I know you called me to do this, but I'm not going to ask you how. I'm just going to do it my way. And then be like, wait a second. I didn't actually ask you how. Let me go back to the creator of the universe and consult with him and be like, wait a second, you are my CEO. Let me go back and surrender to what your direction for my life is and how you want me to walk this out. Because I think that's key, because a lot of us will hear something from God and be like, oh, you want me to do that? Cool. I got this. And it's not that. It's not, I got this. It's, okay, God, how do you want me to do this? How do you want me to show up? How do you want me to physically do this for you? Because it's not on us. It's not, I got this. God got this.
Correct. Because I realized that God can't really show me nothing, because sometimes I forget that I'm supposed to talk it out with him. And I've been to wrap that thing around my hand and took off running. Like I'm in track or something. So I'm like, yeah, God, I need to have more patience, because that's what it is. And stop and pause and say, okay, God, I see this. How do you want me to do this? What does this look like, you know, from start to finish?
That's so good. And it's hard, too. It's really hard. I think especially when we are like type A personalities, you give us a mission, we go for it. We're like military. Like we already know in our own strength what we can do. So we're like, all right, God, I got this. He's like, wait a second. You are mine now. You don't belong to the military. You don't belong to anybody else. You are mine. Remember that. And this is how I want you to walk this out, which is, I'm not going to lie, it's a struggle for me too, girl. So I'm like, all right, God, let's go. And he's like, no, I need you to wait. And I also thought it was so good what you said was, somebody else's disobedience has nothing to do with your calling. That is like I said, like a whole message right there, because so many people are like, well, this person walked out of my life. Obviously, I'm not supposed to be doing X, Y, and Z. Not true. If God called you, he called you. And it has nothing to do with your circumstance, who's around you, any of those things. And sometimes God removes those people so you can go even deeper into the thing he's called you into.
Yes. And also, too, God is just so faithful. He really is. He reminded me of the when. He was like, I called you before you ever even met this man and got married. Like, I was super young, clearly. But he was like, this is not anything new that you were doing. Being married was a bonus. It gave you that experience and that background so that you can be better equipped to now do this. So I was like, okay, God, I'm just going to be quiet. I'm not going to question you like that, you know, because clearly I'm thinking I'm not qualified anymore. And God, like, I qualified you when I called you. Like, how many times you want me to do this, child? That's how, you know, God talked to me, because, yeah.
Yeah. I feel you. Sometimes I like come to God and I like might cuss him out a little bit. He's just be cussing me back out, like in his way. He don't say no curse for that, but you know what I mean.
Right. Like, girl, go sit down, please. Can you like not?
Yes. Like that. Like, just listen. Stop it. Stop. I'm like, okay, fine. So what made you start this new iteration of your business, Baddies with Bibles? Because I love it. Tell me all about that.
Okay, so you know the culture of being a baddie, right, in Black culture, and how everybody's like, oh, I'm a bad chick, I'm that chick kind of thing. And I was like, I really feel that. I feel like that. But I was like, What does that look like, though, for somebody who loves and chases after God?
Yeah.
So, because I felt like a lot of women in that era felt like they had to use all types of words that ain't holy, for one, and there's a negative connotation attached to it, but it doesn't have to be. So I was like, okay, and I did this. See, I learned my lesson. So I was like, okay, God, this how I feel about myself. I know I'm not the only one. I said, how does that look when it comes to being a believer and walking out this journey with Christ? And I was like, so really, I'm a baddie with a Bible. And I was like, oh, God, that's so good. And so I got the ministry, Baddies and Bibles. I was like, we're going to be baddies and Bibles. Like, that's what we're doing. That's the whole cover of everything. And then I was like, okay, for the podcast, because we need to talk about these things or have a place where we share, it's going to be Baddies with Bibles. So it's the same, but it needs to be kind of some type of separation so you can kind of see which one is which. So Baddies and Bibles is the Facebook and the membership that's launching soon. And then Baddies with Bibles is the safe space of the podcast, where it's me running my mouth as an impromptu podcast, because I'm like, sometimes I just need to get the stuff out. And I know people be feeling the same stuff.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I got there. And the response to it has been wild, you know. But this time I consulted God and I didn't just try to go off on my own and do my own thing.
I think that when we are so bold in our stance of how we feel about God, no matter what culture says, that's when I feel like we are the most protected. When we're like half in, half out, scared to offend anybody, that's when God is like, are you really for me? Or are you too concerned with all what everybody else thinks? Who are you trying to please? Is it me or is it them? But when we're like bold and we're unapologetic and we're like, no, I'm a baddie and I got a Bible, let's go. God's like, oh, yeah, I got you. Let's go. Let's freaking go. And so I love that. Love it.
And also, too, it's just like, again, expectation versus reality. I be thinking, okay, God, like when I have an idea and I brainstorm, to me, it seems big. But when God started talking, I'm like, oh, this was like so small. It was like a mustard seed. I'm thinking it's like a watermelon and it's nowhere near. Because really, I just thought about Baddies and Bibles and this podcast. God then did, like, I got a book called Baddie Prayers. And I was like, I know it's God. Like, yes, I'm smart. Yes, I'm intelligent. I'm great. I'm creative. But I couldn't have came up with this stuff on my own. You know how long I've been trying to get a book out? Like, it's not that I can't write it, but it's like when you consult God and you go with God, like, it's easier. Like, it's easier. And I don't mean life is easy. That's not what I'm talking about, y'all. I don't want y'all to be like, well, Teresa told me it's going to be easy with God. I ain't say that. I'm saying that your life will be easier when you do things with God, because you ain't got to fight as hard. You ever been fighting for your life out here? Yeah. Like, it's a real struggle. If you do things without God, I just told y'all what it looked like before. Like, now with God doing these things and constantly consulting God, because it ain't a one-time event.
Yes.
Things begin to flow a lot easier is what I'm saying, instead of you trying to figure out your life and you over here stressed out and anxious and depressed even, because entrepreneurship is not for the faint of heart, okay?
Nope.
So when you have God, it creates this culture of community that's like above reproach, like we say in the military, because it just is. Like, there's no other way to explain that.
And that's what I love, is that you keep going back to God and being like, all right, God, now what? And you're right. It's not easier. It's just like you already know that these minor inconveniences are just God retargeting you or spurring you to the right way that he wants you to go. And you don't feel like it's in your own strength. You're like, all right, God, you said you're putting up this roadblock. Is this you? Or is this the devil? And if this is the devil, tell him to flee. And then if the door opens, let's go. But if it doesn't, you're like, all right, God, I'm going this way now. Confirm for me. And it's so easy when you consult with God on every single thing you do. And it's not even, there's no questions. And you're right, it's not easier. It just feels better. You have more flow. You have more peace about it. You have fruits of the spirit about it. You're like, this is going to be great, because I already know that God is doing his thing and I'm doing mine.
Right.
God is so good.
And he is, because he just keep going. And I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. I need to make sure I got something, like, you know, my phone or something, so I can write it down, you know, and make a list. Like, a whole thing. Like, I'm just thinking, I'm just really going to be having this small group. Small. Like, maybe 10 people. It, like, really, like, the group, the Facebook group, has only been there for, like, a month. It's over 100 people in there. Yeah. I ain't do nothing. But, like, say, here it is. God. And, like, you know, do that kind of thing. Then with the podcast, what took me 2 years on the first podcast happened within 6 weeks over here. So I'm like, okay.
That's God.
Right. It is. Because I really didn't do much of anything. I just obeyed. Let me bring that back. I said I didn't do much. But obedience is the best thing.
Yes.
Blessings come from obedience. And the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yes.
So I'm going to be obedient, even if it hurts some feelings, it step on some toes.
Yep.
I'm going to do what God tells me to do, because it's God. And I know he has better for me than I can have for myself. Clearly, because, you know, again, I thought this was a small group of 10 people. And he was like, no, girl, what? 10 people? Like, I ain't called not a single person to speak to 10 people. He didn't say make disciples of all nations. I'm just saying. So
I just love that, because, like, you talking about the comparison of your last iteration of business to this new iteration, and how, like, it feels like you're not even putting in as much effort as you did for, like, the time that he's already blessed you abundantly in this one. Like, that's just God. Like, that's just God. You cannot, like, you can't deny that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you put in all this work at the beginning for this other business, and you were grinding and hustling and, like, making it happen in your own strength, but when God said, no, do it like this, my way, and he's like, I'll bring you the people. I'll bring you everything you need. Don't worry about it. You just be obedient. You just step how I tell you to step, and don't worry about the rest. I got you. And that's how I love God showing up. Like I always say, obedience is God's love language. You do what he tells you to do, he will make a way. You don't have to worry about nothing else.
Correct. And he is, again, so good. We're going to say that a lot, y'all, but God really is. He stays the same. He don't change, although we do. He doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen. So what makes you, what's one thing on this journey? I think we kind of already talked about it, but, like, what makes you unstoppable on this journey of entrepreneurship and life?
Mainly because I have God and he by my side. And if I don't have nothing else, that's all I need. That's all I need. I'm just saying, because the vision that I have is intensified when God is in it. It really is. And you probably can attest to this. God, I thought I would be doing this, and you got me doing this, which is a bigger version of that thing I thought I would be doing.
Yes.
Because he never said no to all the things that I was doing before. He said, let's pause and let's redirect. So who knows? Might spend the block on that other stuff, but it's going to be that much better, because now I have God walking with me, because I allowed that instead of pushing it away, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I always talk about God being my CEO. I consult with him on everything I do in business. And if you are a Christian and you are, like, living out those Christian values, he has to be at the center of it. You have to consult with him every single day. You have to be in his word. You have to understand who he is and how he works before you're just like, all right, I'll pray this prayer and then I'm gonna go do my own thing. No, it doesn't work like that. You have to continuously be walking with him, continuously asking him for direction. My favorite prayer right now is, God, I'm gonna go all in on this. Mm-hmm. And if you're in it, open all the doors. But if you're not, take it away. I don't even want something that does not have your blessing on it. That is my favorite prayer to pray, because he does things. He moves. He starts shutting doors, opening doors. And I'm like, okay, God, I'm just following you. Wherever you take me, I'm going with you. And I don't have any, what's that called? Sunken cost fallacy. I'm not mad about, like, how much I put into something if it's not from God. Because I'm like, oh, well, then I learned something and I'm moving on because God said to, and I'm just going to follow God.
Right. Right. And I can attest to that because before I would be upset when things didn't work out. But now I'm like, oh, well, okay. Okay. I guess God didn't have that in the plans, you know, because a lot of times we always do this. We always do it to ourselves. We get ourselves over here in this entanglement and then we blame God, like, but we never asked. We never asked or consulted him at all. But we mad at him. He like, girl, seriously, I don't remember you inviting me into nothing like that you were doing. I know. I told y'all. God be talking to me like that because clearly I need it.
Right. So what is one thing that you are always going back to, or what is something that in the Bible that you are always like needing God to show you so that way you stay on track with God?
Do you mean like what's my favorite verse?
No, I mean just like, no. Not yet.
I guess I'm jumping ahead clearly, y'all. So, but like, I think constantly showing me his goodness and his mercy, showing me that women very much were baddies in that culture. They had whatever term they had, but women walked with authority. And honestly, that's one of my words for this year is authority. And I don't always get words. I really don't. But for the last couple years, God has given me a word and I have taken the year to, you know, pull that apart and everything and see how that applies to my life and what I'm doing for God. So I think it's a matter of showing his love, his mercy, and his grace. Because, you know, we don't give ourselves grace. If we feel like we fail at something, we like, I'm a failure, you know, and that'd be so real. It do. But, you know, I had to come to realize that now that was a struggle. It wasn't a failure. It just mean that I have to like kind of rework it in a way to what, because I mean, even though God gives us things, he helps us work it out. It's still a lot of brainstorming and stuff that has to take, you know. Now, if we could snap our fingers, great. Everybody would do it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody would do it. But that's just not the case.
Not the case. And it's way harder if you do it without God. So I asked you to pick a spiritual gifts quiz. Do you remember what your answer was?
I do. Let me just start by saying, I thought it was going to be teacher. Because I was like, that's me. I'm a teacher. I said I'm a teacher at my core. But I realized I have grown. It's prophecy.
Yeah.
Okay, get in. How I get this one? I really was like, okay, God, well, you know, I guess, praise the Lord. But I was like, it prophecy though? Okay, that's different. I've never got that one. Really? Never. I've never gotten that one.
So prophecy, you know, is more like you see God telling you certain things about anything, certain people, certain events, certain everything. And he tells you something. It's almost like super discernment. It's almost like that. It's like, no, I'm telling you this because you see things, or you might even like have the gift of healing or whatever, because you are so close to God. It's one of those gifts. Like God is literally right there next to you. You are like in his hand constantly. And that's more what it's about.
And it is. And I'm there. But I like when I first got it, I think I texted you was like, girl, what's wrong with your test? Because I was like, I've always gotten like teacher, leader. But, you know, this, I can say this is the closest I've been to God. And he does tell me stuff. I can discern his voice more so than I could before. And I guess, I mean, it's not wrong. But, you know, I guess I can be accepting of that because I'm like, I just didn't think I was there. I just didn't think I had that gift, I guess, at the forefront. Maybe like number 5 or something. But no, it's number 1.
Yeah. Yeah. Like there are so many gifts that God gives us. And like as we grow with him, he gives us these gifts deeper and deeper and deeper. I want that gift. That is not my number 1 gift. I'm like, he says in his Bible, he says, I want my, I want everybody to be able to prophesy. That's what Paul says. Like, I'm like, let's go. I want to prophesy. That sounds great. God, let's get in your word. Everybody that gets it, I'm like, oh, man, you're a chosen one. You're first like of all, Israel.
Prophecy. Nobody wants that. I mean, like, at the end of the day, because it'd be like, God be telling you something. He'd be like, okay, now you go do that. I don't want to do that. God, why would you tell me that? Like, why would you do that? You know, and maybe just some people, and like, let me just say, yeah, this is how I talk on my podcast too. So be prepared for that if you ever follow. But I'm like, God, why would you do that? Really? Like, if you want me to go teach something, great. You want me to lead a movement? Amazing. But you want me to tell somebody something? Seriously? Yeah. And it's not like I don't mind talking to people, you know, but I'm just like, God, this the ghetto. You serious? You want me? You want me to tell these people? And look, I really have to like motivate myself because sometimes I'd be like, Lord, I ain't trying to do that. And maybe I'm the only one that can say that I'd be like, God, I don't want to do that. I ain't trying to do that. But I really have to, okay, and pep myself up to go ahead and do this. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to be obedient. I ain't trying to miss out on my blessing.
Yeah. At the end of the day, you same. I'm going to be obedient too. Even if it is scary, which most of the time it is scary.
It is. Prophecy is no joke. It really is not. And I was like, I can't believe you gave me this one, God. Cause
I didn't give it to you. God did.
I know. But I'm like, okay, God, I guess this is what we're going to do.
Yep. Ms. Prophetess.
Girl, just. I'm just like, God is so funny. He is so funny to me. Like, prophecy? Jesus? Really? That's. Girl, I had like a probably like a 30-minute like come to Jesus. Like, why are you playing? So, you know, but all in all, it's good stuff. And, you know, I can laugh about it now. But at the moment, I was like, prophecy. If y'all never watched Encanto and y'all saw how Mirabelle was like, that's how I felt about prophecy. Like, prophecy. You know, but God is always kind to us and showing us how far we are when we think we're not there. So I think it was really like a moment of that, even though I'm joking with y'all.
Okay. So what is your favorite Bible verse and why?
I was ready for this. Ready. So Romans 1:16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. So that's my favorite one. It's always been my favorite one for a very long time, because there was a point in my life where I was like, okay, can't tell nobody about Jesus because, you know, everybody offended and all of these things. So, but I was like, at some point, I was like, I don't care about that, because people be saying and doing all kind of stuff and they don't ever care about your feelings. So with that same energy, I'm going to be like this for God. I'm going to be like this for Christ, because ain't no way you about to talk to me about a bunch of crazy stuff that I don't care about and you don't want to hear about Jesus. Oh, okay, if you want to tell me something crazy like my hair is out of red, then I'm going to tell you about the goodness of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. Just being serious. So, you know, I just began to be really be unashamed, because, you know, thinking you unashamed and actually being unashamed can sometimes be two different things. In the beginning, I thought I was just really on fire for God. I really did. I was all cute and stuff with it, you know, and all of that. I'm on fire for God now, because I really just don't care. Like, I feel like Fantasia, because at her concert, she like, I'm gonna give God the glory and do his name, whether you like it or not. This is what we're doing. You can exit if you want to, but I'm telling you, this is what I'm going to do. And if you know me and you've been following, this is what I'm going to do. So I feel like that. So I'm unashamed about God. I'm going to tell people about God. People who want to date me, if you don't love the Lord, baby, do that over there. Do whatever that is you're doing over there. If you don't know Jesus for yourself, I can't help you in that way. This ain't a pull it together gang. We ain't doing that, baby. You need to be on fire for the Lord already. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's be for real.
I love that. That's like part of why I love, like, that's why I came with the Unapologetically Unstoppable, because I was like, I want people to be so unapologetic about their faith and just like in that boldness, in that veracity, being like, no, God said this and I'm going to do what God says. Or I love Jesus so much, I don't care about all y'all's crystals or saging and whatever. I'm going to tell you about Jesus. Sometimes I feel like those people who are like New Age or whatever you want to call them, they are so like out there with their spirituality and they want to say that this is right and this is right. But a lot of us Christians are like, feel shame about talking about how much we love God. Like, why can't I be as bold as they are talking about God? Why can't I be as bold and as ferocious about how much I love Jesus as they are about their crystals and their whatever, whatever.
Correct. And you know, like, I decided for myself, I'm not about to argue with you, okay? I'm not about to argue with you. This is what it is. If you don't like it, that's going to be you, between you and the good Lord, okay?
Yeah.
So some people feel like women shouldn't preach and women shouldn't do all kind of stuff. Okay, but like, is that in the Bible?
No.
It's really not. Y'all be out here wilding out and be putting so many restrictions on things so you can oppress people that you miss your own blessings, okay?
Amen.
So ain't nobody got time for that. I'm not, look, y'all know that little TikTok trend. You want to argue? I can't argue with you. I'm not. Argue with your mama, but I'm not about to argue with you. I'm not. Like, this is the good news of Jesus Christ, okay? If you are truly open to it, you can receive it. If you're not, then you can have several seats over here. But we're not going back and forth. Like, we're not doing it.
No, I feel that. Like, I'm not here to argue with you. This is just what it is. Period. Dot. Done. Right. Find out for yourself.
And I love it. Story. It's funny because people will say they want to get closer to God and kind of get to know God. And I'm like, that's so awesome. That's great. Like, for real. I really feel that. And I'm like, okay, so what are you doing? What are you doing to do that? You know, and it was like, oh, well, I don't know. I don't kind of know what I'm doing yet. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I was like, have you considered prayer? Have you considered looking for a church home? Have you considered reading the actual Bible? Just, you know, throwing some stuff out there. Just throwing some stuff out there because, you know, they'll say like, you know a lot of people say that, but I'm really serious. Okay, serious. So which one of these you going to do first?
Yeah, like,
you're going to have to do something.
How else do you get closer to God? Like, how else?
I would say start with going to church. Because if you lost and don't know anything, trying to read the Bible and pray, you could be out there. Like,
yeah.
I would say go start looking for a church, you know. And let me just say this because everybody needs to know. There is no perfect church, okay? That's it.
Amen. 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 Because it's made by people who are imperfect. I love this. I could talk to you forever. I could talk to you for hours about Jesus, mm-hmm. about business, about all the things. Like, literally. Okay, so baddies and Bible, baddies with Bible. How can we connect with you? How do we get on the baddie train? How do we buy the book? I need all the links.
Okay. So let me tell y'all about the book first. The book, and I'm going to let you see it. I don't know if you ever going to show this video, but this is the book, Baddie Prayers and 52 Brave and Bold Prayers for Women. So currently right now I'm putting it on Amazon. And so I'm adding to it and revising it a little bit. So it'll be on Amazon probably within a month. So today's the 14th. By March 14th, it'll be there. It'll be there. So you can go on Amazon and type in Baddie Prayers and search for it. Don't do it now because I said it's going to be here on March 14th because when you have a published book, you can't have like a pre-release. So it's already published, but it's going to be republished on Amazon. But March 14th, okay, y'all put that on y'all calendar for baddie prayers. Also, too, Baddies and Bibles is on Facebook. You can find it. Honestly, if you just type my name in Google, Teresa Alexis, you'll find all the things about me. You really will. So you'll find my Instagram, which is Teresa Alexis Speaks, you know, and Baddies and Bibles got its own Instagram now. And then the podcast is on Spotify and Apple only that I know of. So if y'all find it somewhere else, I guess praise God for that. But it is on Spotify and Apple. And those are the platforms I use. And that's Baddies with Bibles for the podcast.
All right. I'm putting these links in the show notes. You will see the group in there. You will see her Facebook, her Instagram, her TikTok. Do you have a website?
Yes. Thank you for that. So it's baddiesandbibles.com. And also, I'm sure I can do this and you're okay with it, but we're about to do a prayer challenge. I feel like prayer is like that main thing people, and that's why baddie prayers, okay?
Yes.
But people struggle in the prayer department because they think they got to look a certain way, be a certain way, do a certain thing. And you really don't. It's more simple than people make it to be. So we're about to do a 3-day prayer challenge that actually starts tomorrow. So you can go to baddiesandbibles.com/prayer-challenge. So you can go and sign up for that. Look, don't text me because you missed, because I'm just telling you, it's going to be out there. It's 3 days and it's going to be a fun time.
I'm excited for all the things that God is doing through you, because I know God is going to show up. He's going to bless you abundantly. And God is amazing. God is amazing. There's no other word. Okay. I was like trying to come with something else. No, he's just amazing. He's awesome. He is God.
And I receive that. I really do.
Yes. Okay. So, we talked about so many things. Is there any last thing that you want to leave my people with?
Yes. To be unstoppable, you need to go with God. You can't do it without him. You're going to have some kind of version of it, but it's not going to be the real deal. So stop trying to exit God out your life and include him in everything. Everything. Everything.
Well, you guys heard it first. To become unstoppable, you have to do it with God. Thank you so much, Teresa Alexis. I love you. I adore you. You are like one of my BFFs, my internet cousins. I love you.
I love you too. Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Go ahead and leave a review so you can tell everybody else how much this episode has impacted you. And you know what? I would love to know you even better. So go ahead and send me a DM over on Instagram at Jeanette.Peterson or join my free group at JeanettePeterson.com/group. I'll see you guys over there.